It's been interesting to see the reactions to the Notre Dame Cathedral fire this week and observe how people express their emotions in words during a tragedy. Your social media feeds have probably been flooded like mine with self-portraits of friends and acquaintances in front of Notre Dame with some sentiment of what it meant to them or how they are feeling. President Trump tweeted, "So horrible to watch the massive fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Perhaps flying water tankers could be used to put it out. Must act quickly." Former President Obama posted a picture of himself in the cathedral with an accompanying tweet, "Notre Dame is one of the world's greatest treasures, and we're thinking of the people of France in your time of grief. It's in our nature to mourn when we see history lost, but it's also in our nature to rebuild for tomorrow as strong as we can." Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, tweeted, "I just went next door to our beloved cathedral, St. Patrick's, to ask the intercession of Notre Dame, Our Lady, for the cathedral at the heart of Paris and of civilization now in flames. God preserve this splendid house of prayer and protect those battling the blaze." Before you react, remove the me. Whatever your opinion is of any of these three tweets from Trump, Obama, or Dolan, they actually all have one thing in common. Each response is focused on the me factor. Trump said it was horrible for him to watch, then made a comment on how to fix it. Obama posted a picture of himself at the cathedral, then made a comment on how to overcome it by rebuilding it. And Dolan said, "I just went next door to pray," and then issued a prayer to God about it. If you strip away the high profile of these three people, their responses to a crisis are probably not unlike those of your friends and family. The pitch challenge today: take a look at your reaction to the Notre Dame Cathedral fire, if you made one. And if you haven't responded yet because you are not sure how to connect your words to your emotions, reflect on how you feel about it. Then see if you can remove the me factor from your response and replace it with a reflection on the crisis, the people of France, or the Catholics and Christians who are devastated by this loss. When my father died, I wanted to write a tribute for him and speak at his memorial service. It was the most difficult speech I have ever given, and even more difficult to write. I only gave the draft of my dad's tribute to two people I trusted implicitly for feedback. One of those people told me, "Amy, this is a great tribute to your dad, but remove all the me's." Jessica revealed something to me that I didn't even realize I was doing, making my dad's passing more about me than him. It's our human default to put everything through our me filter. Even during another person's or country's crisis, we say, "This is horrible, but look at me. I was there. I'm shocked. I'm sad. I'm praying. I'm devastated. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to save it." Be challenged today to really think about how much more powerful your message will be when it's not about me.